Hi, guys. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I believe your English will improve today. My name, of course, is Gabe. I'm very glad you're joining us for the third day of our lesson about Churchill. Now, have you ever wanted to see colorful lights dancing across the night sky? Have you ever had that experience? I haven't, but I would love to see the Northern Lights. Well, the title of today's lesson is Churchill, the Polar Bear Capital of the World. But besides viewing polar bears, what other fun can you have in Churchill? That's what we're going to talk about today. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
Churchill, the polar bear capital of the world. Other fun in Churchill. Churchill may be the polar bear capital of the world, but the town offers year-round outdoor adventures. Beluga whales swim in the waters near Churchill from mid-June to mid-August. These great white mammals are called sea canaries because of all the almost bird-like sounds they make. Boats take visitors out to view the whales. The very adventurous can kayak among them or even snorkel with the friendly whales. Bird watchers also flock to Churchill in the spring and fall. They come to see more than 250 species of birds that nest or pass through Churchill every year.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 snorkel 这个动词。snorkel 是指浮潜，也就是带着通气管的潜水。例如 Alex snorkeled when he was in Hawaii on vacation. Alex 在夏威夷度假的时候去浮潜。或者是 many tourists to Penghu Island love to go snorkeling there. 许多去澎湖岛观光的旅客喜欢在那里浮潜。如果是穿着水肺到较深的地方的潜水叫做 dive.D-I-V-E. 例如 Indonesia has world famous diving sites. 印尼有着世界闻名的潜水圣地。接下来我们看的是 species 这个名词。species 是指物种。注意它的复数型跟单数型的拼法是一样的，字尾都有 S. 例如 A new species of butterfly was found in Taiwan. 台湾找到了一种新品种的蝴蝶。或者是 The white rhino is listed as an endangered species. 白犀牛被列为濒临绝种的物种。或者是 Asian actresses are a rare species in Hollywood. 亚洲女演员在好莱坞是稀有动物。
Snorkeling, kayaking, you can go looking at birds, or maybe look out for some beluga whales. Which one of those things would you like to do, Rebecca?
Well, Gabe...I would love to go kayaking. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Well, because I love the water. And then you get a little bit of exercise. And at the same time, you get a great view of the surrounding area.
Rebecca, I think I'm right there with you. I would love to go kayaking too. Friends, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Right now, let's go to the top of our lesson, Other Fun in Churchill. As you just heard us talking and you read just now,There are many things to do in this place. Churchill may be the polar bear capital of the world, but the town offers year-round outdoor adventures. Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
It's the polar bear capital of the world. And actually, this phrase is also found in the title of our lesson. What does it mean?
Oh, that's a great question, Gabe. Well, if something is the capital of the world, that just means that it's known for that specific...item. So in other words, Churchill has a lot of polar bears because it is the polar bear capital of the world.
So the most polar bears could probably be found in Churchill. The most polar bears in one place, anyway. Well, what other capitals of the world do we have? I was thinking about gambling. Some people think that Las Vegas is the gambling capital of the world. But actually, in recent years, I think Macau...has become the gambling capital of the world. I don't gamble, I'm just giving an example. Rebecca, do you have one?
Gabe, let's not talk about gambling. Let's talk about fashion. Well, in 2012, London earned the title Fashion Capital of the World. However, apparently in 2014, New York took the title of Fashion Capital of the World away from London.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So that's Fashion Capital. Oh,
right.
You know what I really like is live music. Where should I go if I want to hear live music?
Gabe, I know.
Huh?
You can go to Austin, Texas, because
really? In
1991, Austin leaders said that Austin, Texas is the live music capital of the world. Yes.
Well, that was a long time ago, but I believe that Austin is known for its live music. I would love to go there. Well, friends, think of other things, other capitals of the world that are known for certain things. We read on here, beluga whales swim in the waters near Churchill from mid-June to mid-August. And this is what a beluga whale looks like. You can go whale watching, actually. This phrase is not in our lesson, but that's the idea here. You can take a boat and you can go whale watching. You're viewing these whales.
Right. Have you ever been whale watching before, Gabe?
I have been whale watching before. I think it's pretty fun. There's so many different kinds of whales to see. Friends, something else you can do, of course, is kayaking. That's a special kind of boat, as you see here in this picture. It looks exciting and fun.
Kayak. You know, kayak is also a very special word, isn't it? Because if you look at the word kayak, it's kayak spelled from the front and from the back. Isn't there a special name for those type of words?
There is, Rebecca, and I think that Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about that in the Info Cloud.
Here at the Info Cloud, we've touched on a few of the many ways people play with the English language, like puns, anagrams, and riddles. Today, let's look at perhaps the most difficult wordplay to create, the palindrome.
Palindromes are words, phrases, and sentences that read the same forward as they do backward, while ignoring any punctuation, spacing, and capitalization. Let's look at some examples.
Okay, the word kayak, K-A-Y-A-K, is a very simple palindrome. It's spelled the same forward as it is backwards. Race car is a two-word palindrome.
Good. Now let's move into palindrome sentences. Good palindrome sentences, ones that make sense, are very rare. Here's one to get us started. Norma is as selfless as I am, Ron.
Nice. How about Mr. Owl ate my metal worm?
Okay. Perhaps the most well-known palindrome sentence is the greatest because it tells a little story. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Ah, very clever. You know, 30 years ago, a British man made it into the Guinness Book of Records by writing the longest palindrome ever, 65,000 words long. Now, we're not sure it makes sense, but you have to admire the man's dedication.
我们今天来看 palindrome。 这是一种文字游戏，中文翻译成回文。它的特色是从左念到右或右念到左，字母排列的顺序都一样。最简单的 palindrome 是用于单字，像 mom, dad, pop, kayak。再复杂一点的是片语的 palindrome， 像 race car。最复杂的是完整的句子，像 Mr. Owl ate my metal worm。 虽然它有点无厘头，但它的确符合 palindrome 的条件。有一个经典的 palindrome 是这样写着：A man, a plan, a canal, Panama。一个人，一份计划，一条运河，巴拿马。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。Thank
you, guys. So, Gabe, I have a question for you. Which of our friends' name is a palindrome?
Which of our friend's name? Wait, okay, we have a friend whose name is a palindrome?
Yeah, we do.
I'm thinking...
Think really hard.
So maybe on Let's Talk in Peter? P-E-T-E-R?
Peter. No, it's not Peter.
I know.
Yes.
Peter's partner, Anna, A-N-N-A. That's a palindrome.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, I have another palindrome.
Okay.
It's two words.
Okay.
Evil olive. Oh, yeah. Evil olive. Sometimes olives are evil. They taste bad.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Great job, Gabe.
Huh?
Here's the best one yet. Ready?
Okay.
Listen closely, everybody. Gabe's on a nose bag.
What?
Let me say it one more time. Gabe's on a nose bag.
Gabe's on
a nose bag. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad you thought of a palindrome with my name.
No problem.
A very wonderful palindrome at that.
Yes. Well, anyway, let's continue talking about Churchill. Right here we read, bird watchers also flock to Churchill in the spring and fall. They come to see more than 250 species of birds. That's a lot of birds.
It is. And I think our author is being nice and clever here with the usage of that word flock.
Ooh,
we're
yes.
talking about bird watchers flocking to Churchill. That's interesting, right? Because usually birds fly in flocks. If there's a group of birds, that's a flock of birds.
Hmm.
But as you can see here, this could also be a verb to talk about people in groups going somewhere.
I think our author is also trying to emphasize that there are a lot of bird watchers that go to Churchill to bird watch, to watch the birds.
All right, well, you can do some bird watching, kayaking, snorkeling, whale watching, and of course, the polar bears. You can see polar bears in Churchill. We do have more to learn, friends, right after this. So, stay tuned.
Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So, we're just talking about Churchill, and Gabe, do you remember some of the things that we can do in Churchill?
Well, of course, you could view some polar bears in Churchill.
Oh, yes.
You could also go whale watching in Churchill.
Oh, yes, and don't forget kayaking.
I know.
We can go kayaking.
That's exciting, and snorkeling.
And bird watching.
Wait. Churchill is in the Arctic, so
yeah.
So maybe we could see the Northern Lights, right?
Right. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
I have not. I've always wanted to. Friends, let's continue learning about Churchill now. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Churchill, the polar bear capital of the world. Churchill is also one of the top three places in the world to see the Northern Lights. January to March is the best time to catch this colorful dancing curtain of light. Nothing can top the excitement of flying over the ice on a sled pulled by a team of dogs. Breathe the crisp air and enjoy the crunch of the white snow as you travel. Churchill offers experiences of a lifetime, any time of year.
OK, 继续我们看 sled 这个名字 ,sled 是指雪橇。例如 ,Tanya's sled broke in half when she hit the tree. Tanya 的雪橇撞到树的时候裂成了两半。或者是 The lightweight motorized sled cost me a fortune. 这个轻量的电动雪橇花了我不少钱。Sled 也可以当动词，意思是乘坐雪橇。例如 We sledded to a nearby town to get some food. 我们搭雪橇去附近的村庄买一些食物。最后我们看的是 crunch 这个名词。Crunch 是指叽叽嘎嘎的声音。例如 The crunch of our footsteps was the only sound we could hear in the dark night.在黑夜中我们唯一听到的就是我们叽叽嘎嘎的脚步声。Crunch 也可以当动词，意思就是发出叽叽嘎嘎的声音。例如 The ice crunched under our feet as we crossed the lake. 当我们走过湖面的时候，脚下的冰发出了叽叽嘎嘎的声音。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, we read here that Churchill is also one of the top three places in the world to see the Northern Lights. I love the way our lesson describes these lights. In the next sentence, January to March is the best time to catch this colorful dancing curtain of light. It's also called the Aurora Borealis. And I'd also like to talk about that word, catch.
To catch. Typically, when I hear this word to catch, I think of throwing something and then actually catching it. Yeah. But here in our lesson, it actually doesn't mean that. It just means that you go and see something. And of course, there's other ways that we can use this word. For example, are you ready for an example?
All right, Rebecca, give it to us.
Let's say that you want to go out with your friend to see a movie. You could say something like, hey, Joe, you want to catch a show tomorrow night?
I like that. Yes, that's a very common way we use the word catch. Friends, the word catch implies that maybe something won't be there forever. Maybe it's only there for a short amount of time. So, like Rebecca's example, maybe the show is not in theaters forever. You want to catch it while it's there. Did you catch the show while it was in town? Did you catch the drama while it was in town? You can also use this when you're talking about catching something on camera. Maybe you're walking through the forest and you see a very rare bird and you want to catch it on camera so you can show your friends.
Ah, Gabe, that is a very clever example. So as you can see, friends, there are many ways that you can use this word to catch. Why don't you take some time to create your own sentences using this word catch and, of course, practice those sentences. Well, let's see what the Northern Lights look like.
Oh, the Northern Lights. Friends, I know you've seen pictures of this. You've probably seen some videos of the Northern Lights, this dancing curtain of light. And if you look into the sky, it's true. It looks like the light is just dancing over the night sky or in the night sky. It kind of does look like a dancing curtain of light.
You know, it really does. And I've never seen the Northern Lights, but maybe someday in the future I will.
I would love to see this. I hope I don't have to wait for too long before I see this in person. Well, friends, we see something else. Nothing can top the excitement of flying over the ice on a sled pulled by a team of dogs. All right, let's take a look at that phrase. Nothing can top something. Sometimes we also use the phrase, nothing beats. That means nothing is better than this.
Exactly. And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase as well. Let's say, for example, you're going on a hike. You're at Yosemite National Park in California. And yes, I talk about this park a lot because I love it. And there's a beautiful hike that you can take. And when you get to the top, there's a beautiful view. You could say, nothing tops the view.
Rebecca, are you talking about that hike up Half Dome or El Capitan?
Half Dome. Nothing beats or nothing can top the view from Half Dome.
Well, friends, there are so many places in Yosemite that are worth visiting and worth hiking. Nothing beats, nothing can top this place. Think of other ways you can use that phrase. Well, you know, in the winter, nothing can top the feeling of sitting in a nice hot spring tub.
Oh, wow. That sounds
so
wonderful.
Comfortable.
Yes, especially since it's November right now. That sounds amazing.
It's a good idea, right?
Indeed.
Okay, so nothing can top the excitement of flying over the ice on a sled pulled by a team of dogs. That's what our author says. Mm-hmm. What does this look like? Well, you can see in this picture, this is a dog sled, team of dogs pulling somebody right behind them.
You know, Gabe, when I was younger, I actually have watched several movies that involve dog sleds. And I've always wanted to go on a dog sled and have not yet had the opportunity.
Iron Will.
Iron Will. I was just thinking of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Iron Will is probably, that's the one that comes to my mind. It's a great movie. And it involves a lot of dog sleds because it's about a dog sled race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we continue. Breathe the crisp air and enjoy the crunch of the white snow as you travel. I like that. So we get a glimpse of what we can see in Churchill, but you can also hear these things like the crisp of white snow as you walk.
That's right.
The crunch of white snow.
Churchill offers experiences of a lifetime. any time of year. Well, friends, it sounds like we need to pack our bags and take a trip to Churchill, but not right now. Right now, we actually want to enjoy a review skit.
Yeah, so let's pack our bags and travel over to the review skit.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Here I am in Churchill, Manitoba. I'm waiting for the winter visitors, the ones wearing gorgeous white fur coats. I can't wait!
Hey, what's all the excitement about?
I'm waiting for the main attraction.
Polar bears?
Oh, you're here!
Yes, here in the middle of nowhere, just the way I like it.
Where did you come from?
I spent the summer on the tundra and the fall on the shore of the Hudson Bay, anxiously waiting.
Waiting for what?
For the ice. Now I can go out onto the frozen sea and hunt seals.
Seals?
They're my favorite. Did you come to eat seals too?
No, I flew in to observe polar bears.
Like me?
Yes. I'm living in luxury at the Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, well, I live in the Arctic.
Isn't it very cold there?
Very cold, but my hair reflects light and traps heat.
Oh, your heating system is efficient.
Yes, and I smell good, too.
No, you don't!
I have an excellent sense of smell, that is. I can detect a seal over a kilometer away.
A kilometer away?
Yes.
Hmm.
In fact, I smell a feast. Time to hunt seal.
Goodbye, polar bear. Goodbye, seal.
We're in Churchill, Canada, looking at polar bears. But there are lots of other things to do here in the polar bear capital of the world, Churchill, Manitoba. In summer, you can see beluga whales swim by or take a boat out to get closer to them. The adventurous kayak out among them or snorkel with them. In spring and fall, bird watchers flock there to see more than 250 species of birds that pass through or build nests there. And this is also one of the top three places in the world to see the Northern Lights. And for more excitement, you can be pulled over the ice on a sled by a team of dogs. So even though Churchill may be in the middle of nowhere, there is lots to see and do there.
Well, we have baby polar bear here, and I think we have a picture of mommy polar bear. Who misses baby polar bear?
There's mommy polar bear. Yeah. Do you see mommy polar bear, baby polar
so
bear?
Cute. Friends, we've had a lot of fun learning about Churchill, the polar bear capital of the world. And we hope to see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.